In 1983, National Geographic added a brand new field guide to the two standards of the time, the Peterson and Golden Guides. The new Field Guide to the Birds of North America combined the best features of both, so the moment I got my copy, it ousted my trusty Golden Guide as my constant companion in the field, despite it being more than 70% heavier to lug around. As good as the National Geographic Guide was, bird names change. Their ranges expand and shrink, and the more we learn, the more we find out how much we still need to learn, and the more we keep on learning. It's hard and expensive to revise field guides, but they don't stay current long. No other field guide gets updated more than every decade or two, but in the 42 years since the first edition came out, National Geographic has updated and revised their field guide 7 times, averaging a new edition every 6 years. I don't collect field guides. I just buy the ones I'm likely to refer to when I need quick information. But I get emotionally bonded to field guides that have been with me for a while, including every edition of the National Geographic. So I've been keeping the 1st through the 6th editions in an easily accessible spot on the bookshelf closest to my desk, and the 7th on my desk where I can grab it whenever I need. When the new 8th edition was recently released, I, of course, immediately ordered it. This is called the 8th edition, but it's the first National Geographic Field Guide to bear a new title, Field Guide to Birds of the United States and Canada, because it now includes the birds of Hawaii. It has the same number of pages as the 7th edition, but is a full inch taller and half an inch wider, meaning it won't fit on the same shelf as my other field guides. My Sibley Guide to Birds is too tall for that shelf too, but I use it too much to set it anywhere else, so I turned it spine up. I expected I'd put the new National Geographic Field Guide on my desk, replacing the 7th edition, but the text font is too small for me to comfortably read, even with my reading glasses, and the text boxes describing each family are green with white text, way too low contrast for my aging eyes. So my 7th edition stays in the place of honor on my desk, and the 8th is going over with my occasionally consulted reference books. I'm rather surprised that National Geographic made the font so small. My Sibley guide happens to be the first printing of the 2nd edition, the text smaller and paler than it should be, too. But there was such an outcry when it was released by both older people and also young people with vision issues that the publishers quickly issued a 2nd printing and exchanged copies for those who were distressed with the first one. I couldn't see wasting paper and fossil fuels to exchange mine when I only consult it at home when I'm wearing reading glasses. That tiny font is still more readable than the font in the new National Geographic Guide, and Sibley did not use low-contrast text boxes that hurt my eyes. The author of the new edition, Ted Floyd, is an editor at the American Birding Association, famous for his interest in making birding more popular among young people. He understands that the internet is where young people get most of their information now. It also happens to be where I get most of my information. The reference I use more than any other is Cornell's Birds of the World, which is only available online. With the evolution of so many online resources and apps, I was surprised that Ted Floyd got involved with this field guide project at all, but assumed it would come with a companion app. I may be an elderly, old-fashioned birder and a field guide author myself, but I can't remember the last time I brought a field guide into the field except the Kaufman Field Guide to Nature of the Midwest when I'm out with Walter or other non-monomaniacal people who are curious about way more than just birds. It would be hard for National Geographic to compete with Cornell's Merlin and eBird apps, which are free for anyone and constantly being updated, or with the Sibley Birds V2 app. That one may seem a little pricey at $19.99, but it's worth every penny. It includes all the illustrations and information from the second edition of his field guide, which lists at $45. Plus, it includes recordings of just about every species. It's wonderfully easy to use and sets a standard of excellence none of the other American field guide apps that I've tried ever approached. And believe it or not, I can use any of these three apps on my phone in the field without my reading glasses. When the American Birding Association started including Hawaii in their official ABA area in 2016, I was thrilled. So many of the native species of our island state are threatened or endangered, and helping them is the responsibility of every one of us Americans. But if you're looking for birds in Hawaii, 2,500 miles from the mainland, why on earth would you lug around and search through a 592-page tome weighing more than 2 pounds to find a bird that can be looked up in Hawaii Audubon's fully inclusive field guide, Hawaii's Birds, which is only 160 pages and weighs barely half a pound? Much of the information Ted Floyd provides is superb, and this new National Geographic field guide got very good reviews from a lot of excellent birders I respect. I've already referred to it twice on recent programs when showing the range expansion of the Black Phoebe and Western Cattle Egret over recent decades. But field guides are supposed to help us figure out what bird we're looking at in the moment, and this one is too unwieldy and, for me, unreadable to serve that purpose. John Dunn and Jonathan Alderfer, the two listed authors on the 5th, 6th, and 7th editions of the National Geographic Field Guide, also edited National Geographic's superb Complete Birds of North America, a 4.5-pound reference book that includes the artwork from the field guide and much more going way beyond identification. It is much too huge to serve as any kind of a field guide, but I think this new one is too. I wish Ted Floyd had written it not as the 8th edition of the field guide, but as an updated and expanded 4th edition of National Geographic's Complete Birds of North America. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.